Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, honeys, you're going to love this coming up episode of Natch Butte. But first, I've got a little intro of a few things I need to update everybody on. First off, I've been doing a promotion with TuneIn where there's an episode of Natch Butte that comes out every week, 1 week in advance. So because I'm very prepared, Johnsons are very prepared. I'm always early, I'm always on time, etc. My producer and my sound engineer and I, we're an all-lady team. Shout out Emma, shout out Rebecca. We have been bankrolling episodes of Natch Butte. So this episode that I recorded with Kulop was recorded a month ago. And I say that only because, spoiler alert, I do a bit because she has her podcast Who Charted. I go down the chart of the most top sold beauty items on Amazon. And we both can't believe that there's liquid latex on there. There's clown makeup. And I'm like, that's crazy that that's the most sold item on Amazon. Well, today, as I sit here and type the episode guide for NatchBeauty.com, I realize that the top selling beauty items on Amazon chart changes every single day. And because I recorded this around Halloween, that is why there were so many Halloween-esque items on the list. So I just wanted to clarify that so that everybody out there doesn't think I'm crazy or that Amazon is crazy. Now we know why. So there's that. Number two, while I'm talking about NatchBeauty.com, there is a search bar now, which is very exciting. So if you're thinking, what was that one moisturizer that Kat Bardot said to buy? All you have to do now is go on NatchBeauty.com and type in Kat Bardot. It'll bring up the episode guide that she was on. You click on it and you look for the moisturizer. It is very helpful. I've been testing it out all night. You can find anything now. It's very easy. I highly recommend you check it out. NatchBeauty.com. Check out that search bar, baby, okay? Shout out to Sissy, who works very hard on NatchBeauty.com. Thirdly, this is a random note, but I just want to shout out the movie Lady Bird. If anyone out there is looking for a fun movie to go see, if you're a mid-2000s queen like myself, this movie takes place in 2002, 2003, which is a pivotal year in my life personally. That's the year I graduated high school. Shout out 03. So it was a great movie. It's a female directed, written, starring movie. I highly recommend checking it out if you're looking for something fun to go see on the weekend with the date or your friends or whatever. Fourthly, I think I'm on fourthly now. Okay, so we talk a lot about Korean skincare on this episode of Natch Butte, and that's come up a few times before. Just in case there's new listeners that are tuning in to see Kulop, I'm sorry, hear Kulop, let me just run down the cruelty-free animal testing situation. Natch Butte only promotes cruelty-free makeup and skincare. The guests don't necessarily because they don't know. And the thing about Korean skincare is Korea has banned animal testing across the country. So that's very exciting. However, if any items are sold in mainland China, they are subject to animal testing. And, you know, some of the items that are made in Korea are sold in China, therefore are technically not cruelty-free. So if you are listening and you're like, ooh, I want to buy that cleanser. Ooh, I want to buy that essence. Ooh, I want to buy that cream. Go to NatchBeauty.com. I have labeled everything we discussed and whether or not it is cruelty-free. I'm going to go ahead and say it's about half and half. And there's a lot of great Korean skincare that you can enjoy if you want to have a cruelty-free regimen. So don't worry, you won't be left out. It's cool to care, baby, okay? Sixthly, I've already forgotten. I just want everybody to go tell Kulop how beautiful she is. She just got her hair cut. Tell her that she looks great. Her Instagram is at I am Kulop, K-U-L-A-P, and her Twitter is at Kulop. Go look at her hair. She looks great. Now, I say this about every guest, and it's true about every guest, but Kulop is a Natch Butte. She's so beautiful. Her skin is gorgeous. She's glowing, and she tells us everything she uses. We have a great time. Everybody go tell Kulop if you love this episode. Hopefully we'll get her to come back and it'll be great because there's so much more to discuss. All right, I think that's all I got. Please enjoy Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're Natch Beauty. Hello, this is Natch Butte. I'm your host, Jackie Johnson. Welcome to a new episode. I have a guest in front of me who, she's no stranger to the podcast studios, baby. She's been doing her podcast, Who Charted, for 100, yeah. A long time?
Yeah, since I was born.
Yeah, since she was a fetus in the womb. She's been doing her podcast, Who Charted. She's here with us. Her name is Kulop Vilaysack.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here.
You are excited to be here. I'm excited that you're here. And also, the listeners are excited you're here. We have a lot of crossovers. I don't know if you knew that.
I do now.
You call your listeners charters? Chartists?
Chartists.
So I call mine honeys, but we're calling our crossovers, hold on, I have it written here.
I think chunnies.
Chunnies. Chunnies. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't even think I coined the term. I just started getting lots of questions. I'm a chunny. I'm like, okay. I love a good hybrid, like Bradgelina.
Yes.
I'm all about those fun little hybrids.
Me too.
So let's, I was going to ask you I remember my icebreaker question. I was going to ask you where you grew up.
Okay.
And what's the weirdest / worst outfit / costume / wardrobe you had to wear for a job?
For a job?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Wow. So much coming up. Okay, so I grew up in Minnesota.
Okay.
And the worst outfit for a job,
yep,
was when I worked at a bikini bar.
Oh, my God.
Yes, in Westminster, California.
Okay.
I was living in North Hollywood.
Okay.
So 9 to 5, I was working downtown, and then I would drive down to Westminster after. Until like 2-3 in the morning, drive back home to North Hollywood.
And what did you have to wear?
Okay. Bikini top.
Okay.
Required.
Yep.
Bikini bottom. Required.
Okay.
Had to be a thong bikini bottom.
No! What?
Yes.
Was this 1984 in Miami? What? What?
I know. I know. And, but then by law, you have to wear like a cover-up.
Uh-huh.
But the cover-up was meant to be like a sarong.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the sarong was a gauzy white strip.
Yeah.
So really, it just ended up bunching. So it just was like across your butt.
Okay.
It didn't cover.
Like a little butt belt.
Yeah.
A butt belt. Okay.
Yeah, a sash for your butt.
And you served drinks?
Yeah, it was. Okay, so this place was called Players Club.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of like that sports bar from that Walsh show, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, which I auditioned for that and I was like, this is different.
Yeah.
and so it was, again, so basically it was like a beer and mainly beer and wine.
Okay.
No hard liquor.
Okay.
And it had like a few billiards.
Mm-hmm.
During the day, a lot of locals.
Yep, yep.
A weird shift change there. But you could drink if the customer paid for it.
What? Is this the Wild West? Oh my, this is insane.
It was a Wild West. And the owner, this Vietnamese gentleman, was like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about opening up a coffee shop. I was like, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. And he's like, I was like, what would the dress code be there?
Topless. Topless barista.
So his idea, again, with like cappuccino makers, mm-hmm, and stuff, would be to wear so like crop tops.
Okay.
So that you could see the under cleavage.
Yeah. Yep.
But I was like, yeah, but milk and stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine steamed milk.
Imagine, yeah, like pouring hot coffee on the bottom of your breast. Ooh.
Ouchie.
Owie. You know what's so funny is I was going to say mine was when I worked at Cheesecake Factory. They literally, you wear all white,
yes,
head to toe, long sleeve, long pants,
yes,
white long, floor-length, yep, apron. And they basically make you look like a piece of cheesecake so everybody wants to eat cheesecake.
Oh, I never thought about it that way.
But you know what? I worked at a bikini sports bar. Isn't that so funny?
This is amazing.
But it didn't even register. That's how like jaded I am. It didn't even register on my list of worst. I was 19 years old. It was called Scoots in Dallas.
This is
they
great.
They were a hamburger place. They did Bikini Tuesday and Bikini Saturday, but the rest of the time you could just wear any kind of like beachy top, but we had to wear shorts.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
They were very short.
Yeah.
Very short.
Yeah.
I had this pair of Hollister shorts that literally were a strip, like your little ass belt, but like jean shorts. And I made some money there.
Yeah, that's the thing. I had gotten my car, I got in a car accident. I needed to fix my car.
Yeah.
And I worked there maybe, I think I lasted 3 months.
Probably their longest employee ever.
I know. And I started to get real salty.
Yeah, me
I got
too.
So salty, and I got so salty and started just saying, because I was just tired of like saying my name and having to go through
right.
that. So then I would call myself Cooper.
Okay, yeah.
And then I would get angry when people called me that.
And this, how old were you, would you say?
I would say I was 21.
Yeah, I feel like that's about the last year you could do something like that without just really getting jaded on humanity.
Well, this is unnecessary to share, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I got some, I definitely, like, got more tips the night that there was a bunch of, like, young college students, mm-hmm. like, young, cute little Vietnamese college students, and I was like, they're like, can I see your chit? I'm like, for how much? I did the whole thing where I was like, all right, this is what it is. Put your money down. And I just went, boop, like a window.
Tiny, yeah.
Yeah, like a Janet Jackson Super Bowl. Boop,
yeah, yeah.
And then, boop.
Nice. Okay. Hey, listen.
Look.
Trying to get that car fixed.
Look, that was my version of Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Up on the bar.
Oh, to be there that night.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that place sounds great.
Yeah. Classy joint.
Shout out to the Players Club.
Hey, man.
Okay, well, listen, that was the best answer ever, better than I could have imagined, so thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I guess we should get into some listener questions.
Okay.
We got so many. Like, if you're, the fans always tweet me that, oh my God, you read my question, awesome. Like, I'm not going to read a lot of your questions because a lot of you ask the same questions.
Okay.
You know, I kind of just picked ones that I liked the wording or there was lots of passionate ones that were like, I went up to Cool Up at this PodFest and I said this and she was so nice. You know, a lot of like shout out, like we wanted, you know. So listen, I'll send them to her. She can read them on her own time, okay? But I just picked a few. So let's start with this one. Hey, Koo, you mentioned on Who Charted recently that you use Korean skincare. Please share the details and products you love because you were always looking so radiant. Love, a Minnesota honey/chartist. Grace from Minneapolis.
Hey, Grace.
Holla back, Grace.
Well, I sent Jackie a litany of photos.
I mean, and
a litany of photos.
And they are
multiple emails, multiple pictures within the emails.
I'm telling you, I am intrigued by some of this stuff. How did you get like hooked, or how did you get on the radar of Korean skincare? Would you say?
Tani Newsom, who is one of the series regulars of Bajillion Dollar Properties, mm-hmm. a show I did. She got me into it our first like season, and I was like, I don't know about these 10 steps.
Right,
I'm not
that's
sure
a lot
about
of steps.
This.
We're busy women. You run a show, you run a podcast.
Yeah, it's a lot of steps, but then I got into it. Now, I don't do 10 steps all the time.
Right.
Sometimes there are days where there's zero.
Yeah.
Some days there are seven. It really runs the gamut, but when I do it, it has been great.
Oh, yeah. People love it. They
and
love it,
it
on here, too.
Feels like you're taking care of yourself, you know, like you're honoring you. It's thank you.
Yes.
It's me time.
And if you get it down to a routine, it's not that
it
much
isn't.
Time.
No,
yeah.
No,
I don't
it
even...
isn't. Although it's going to sound like this when we get into it. That
okay.
is a lot of time.
I don't even know where to start. The first email you sent me, the first picture is this bottle that I don't even know how to. It looks like a prop. For like a science fiction movie or something.
That's the final step in the evening.
Okay, so where should we start here?
Let's start with...
I mean, she really did send me
I know.
Some beautiful
so
photos.
So this is the first one
okay.
is, you know, in one of the tenets of Korean skincare is that you're going to double cleanse.
Yes.
Right?
Which I am all about, that double cleansing life. Like, why didn't anybody tell us that until, like, a year ago?
Yeah, double cleanse of the... what I do is you first start with an oil cleanser, and mine is Clean at Zero. It's got the pink top.
It's very cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah, it's like a rose gold top almost.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's by Banila is the name, which is also very adorable.
Yep, Banila. Yep.
Banila Co. And then beside it, I have our water-based cleanser.
Yep.
Which is a Neogen Naturals Real Fresh Foam Green Tea.
That sounds so delicious. I love tea stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you So would you say the clean at zero, you kind of get the makeup off maybe? It's an oily one, and then you do the cleanser after that.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And what made you buy these specifically? Was it just, what did she recommend them, or you were just kind of...
If you go to, where I go is Soko Glam, and like my skin type, as I've gotten older, it's become more and more dry. Mm-hmm. So I kind of start there. I started there with the package of like what they recommend, and then I've kind of just like... experimented from there, basically.
Very cool.
Yeah.
There's just so many things.
So many things.
And they all look so cute. And they all have great smells.
Yes, that's true. And the thing is, like, some things that I use more, it does seem like a large investment at first, but honestly, not like back in the day when I was like, okay, I'm going to buy everything Clinique, it's actually less expensive and you don't go through as much.
Right. Because I loved Clinique too. Why did we all love Clinique?
That was like teen.
Yes.
Yeah, like that's.
It was, Honey Gloss was my first lipstick ever, Clinique.
See?
Well, I think it became a thing. Everybody liked it, and then the popular girls would get it, and then I wanted to look cool, so I bust out my little like blue compact, like tealy compact.
Yes.
But is it that good? Is Clinique good?
No, not really.
I don't think so.
Is it still around?
It's still around.
Oh, okay.
They test on animals. We don't talk about Clinique.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. All right, so what's next?
So what's next is...
Is this an essence? This
it is.
Beauty water?
Well, beauty water I'm getting into recently, and it's like it's like a toner. And it's a toner. It's kind of a... It has a lot of things. It's Sun and Park beauty water. Because the next way I actually use the Misha Essence. So sometimes
people love the Misha Essence. It's on Amazon too.
It's amazing. So I will go either or with the Blackhead Power Liquid as a toner.
Okay.
But if I'm traveling, the beauty water is kind of like, it really is just like, it kind of can be an essence. It can be to freshen up.
Yeah.
It can be to help with removing makeup. It's a really great product.
It looks like you would drink it. Like you'd get that in the like the refrigerator at 7-Eleven. Like, they should put a big red stamp on this. This isn't for drinking. It's called beauty water.
Yeah, that's true.
But you don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
It's a toner. It's a refresher.
The other product that's by it is the Black Sugar Mask.
Yep.
And it has the number 3 because back in the day, this is still the first Black Sugar Mask I got in the beginning. Like 2 years ago that I'm still using because you don't exfoliate, every day.
Some people do. Pharrell loves to, he does every day, apparently.
All right.
I just read an article.
Well, if your skin needs it, it makes sense to me. No judgment.
We talked about this same exact product on the Korean skincare episode of Nash Butte.
This
is a very popular product.
Skin Food's great.
Yeah.
Great brand.
The name
is very natural.
We love that Natch, baby. Yeah, I mean, I see you do. She has her little number 3.
That's when I used to number things. I'm not going to remember any of this.
It's smart. That's very thorough of you. Because that's the whole thing. Like, what if you do the moisturizer and then this on, you want to get it right. If you're
going
to invest in these products, you want to use them accordingly.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so next, we talked about that essence.
Yep.
A lot of people know that Misha essence, Intensive Moist. And then the next one, I have two sort of like serums, basically. The Time Revolution Borabit Ampoule. I don't know how to say it. That's for evening.
Very, very interesting name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't know what any of those words mean except for time.
Time Revolution.
And then the one next to it is the Claire's Pure Vitamin C. And that's for I use it in the daytime.
Smart. They always say to do the vitamin C during the day. I don't know exactly why. I'm sure I'm going to get tweets now. Maybe it's the sun,
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I remember because it's like, like orange juice. You drink it during.
Exactly. That's, yes. You have your OJ in the morning. You get your vitamin C pit in the morning. Yes.
Maybe.
I mean, that has to be why.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Yeah. And now we're moving on to step 7.
Yes.
Step 7. And I don't always do them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have time, and, I would do this the least, I would say.
For sure.
So I just had a sampling of what I have right now. I vary it.
You got to vary with the masks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fun.
Yeah, mainly.
For me, they're more for, like, just kind of relaxing.
Yes.
And I feel like it's just really good for, I enjoy it so much, even if it doesn't really do a lot.
Exactly.
Some masks you can tell, and some masks you're like, well, that was nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very curious about this lip mask because I saw you this morning. You Insta storied a photo of you with this on, and you tagged Natch Butte.
I did, and you.
Because you do have beautiful lips.
Thank you.
So Tell me about these masks.
I mean, it's really interesting. I've only tried a few. This is the second one I've tried. They're very funny looking when you put on, and I think they're mainly used for moisturizing. You get a little tingle.
Oh, I like that.
They're hard to. It is not something you have to lay down for them to like stick.
Oh, because they'll just slide down.
I
guess you could duct tape them on, but that would kind of be counterproductive.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, for sure. Old strip of duct tape across. Self-care.
Yeah, you can tie yourself up, too.
Exactly. Just finish it off. Yeah. Take some selfies.
Yeah.
Duck face.
Snatch mute.
Yes. Torture.
Have you tried these acne pimple master little patches?
I have not, but on the Snatch Mute Facebook group, they love them.
I think they're great.
Yeah. Do you get acne?
On occasion.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Around my period.
Yes. Because, you know, that's what it's like being a lady.
It is.
Those hormones come in.
Well, and also sometimes, like, if our 10 steps have been zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They'll come up. So, that's a lesson I learned.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because your skin gets disciplined.
Yeah.
And if you vary from your discipline, you know, the skin gets rowdy.
Yeah.
Just like a child in military school.
Yeah, okay.
You give him one night out, he gets hungover, you know. So, yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. You got to discipline that skin. Yeah.
You got to keep it regular.
Drop and give me 20, skin. So this is the, let's see, Clinical Skincare Acne Pimple Master Patch by CosRx.
Yeah.
And how big are these patches?
It's great because they're all different sizes.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's a resealable package.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, you can go back to, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just spots.
Do you remember those little Biore ones? I used to use those.
Wait, did it? Oh, yes.
Like when Biore was, I think there is a Korean Biore now, but like I'm talking like the Biore pore strips and
all that shit
from the YM magazine.
Uh-huh.
I used
and
to
I
buy
use
those.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd kind of make your whole face raw where you had it.
That's true.
You know what? We did our best, right?
Yeah. I mean, I remember just there is such satisfaction to do a nose strip and just to see the forest of your blackheads.
You want to know where I'm at in life? What? I had a dream last night about taking a mask off my face and seeing all the stuff come out of it.
I mean,
that's like a dream to me, like
I'm
a fantasy.
I had
a fucking fantasy last night about a face mask coming off and all of my shit coming out of my pores.
I got a facial this weekend and she was like, you know, we can skip the extractions. And I was like, no, no, I don't want you to.
Well, like, yeah, some people skip them if they're very sensitive. And sometimes you can get a couple zits from the extractions, but it's worth it to me.
I'd rather. Yeah, I think that has happened. I want it out.
Me too. It's
I want it out all the time, and it feels great.
Me too. There's nothing more satisfying to me than looking at your nose and just seeing nothing.
Yeah, because that's my area.
Yeah.
That's like everything, but just like at the biggest pores, like you can't see my pores anywhere, but like there.
Yeah.
Around my nose, on my nose.
Well, at least everybody knows now that Kulop does indeed have pores because I'm telling you, those Instagram photos, they don't look like that. You're inhuman. You're looking like a damn angel. So that's good to know. She is real, everybody.
I am real.
She's a real person.
I'm real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's this cute little mask you have here? Oh my God, it's a little strawberry wearing a nose strip. It's a strawberry wearing a nose strip.
Yes, and it's three steps. It's three nose strip sets.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
I think you're going to love it because it's, you know,
Tony Moly. Oh my God.
The cutest stuff ever.
And affordable.
And smells amazing. You're going to love this. You have to try this.
Oh, yeah. I bet they have these at Riley Rose. Have you been to Riley Rose yet?
No, what's that?
Okay, it's a new store in the Glendale Mall.
Okay.
But it's like all Korean skincare.
What?
Oh, you're going to flip out. You got to go.
Okay, all right.
You got to venture over to Glendale. Riley Rose.
Okay.
I'll text it to you.
Thank you. I need to know.
I mean, they have entire aisles of masks, and it's...
I'm going to go.
I got aroused. I got aroused. I mean, last night I had a wet dream about a face mask. So, yeah, you'll love it. Okay,
now,
so.
I don't know if I knew it was a wet dream until this moment.
Oh, I left that part out. Okay, let's just say.
I feel like there will be more revealed before the end of this podcast.
Yes, most definitely. John Mayer was there. Okay, champagne was involved. It was all. John Mayer put the mask on me and then.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
You love him too. Drew Tarver loves him.
Well, I don't really find him attractive anymore, but in my high school years, I had a sex dream about John Mayer weekly. Like, he was like, I was like, I'm going to bed. I'll see you soon, John. You know, I'll put on my little flannel PJs and I'll be visiting you soon. But, you know, he's a very handsome guy.
Sure,
but
sure.
It's more for me about personality. Mm-hmm. I feel like now that I've, like, seen him date all these girls, he's just not really, I like the, like, less obvious choice.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, okay. I don't like the lead singer. I like the drummer. Or the bassist. Like, I like the less. If somebody gets too into a guy, like, I used to think Matthew Gray Gubler was really hot.
Who's that?
He's on Criminal Minds.
Okay.
But he.
Oh, yes.
The fangirls for him.
Blonde with little curly hair?
He's got, like, he's very effeminate-ish.
I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, very chiseled.
Yeah.
And I just realized he's, like, everyone's into him, and I was like, he's gone. I took see. Him off my list.
I see.
I took him off my list.
You have a list?
I mean, a mental list. It's always changing.
Write it down.
The first one on the list right now is Idris Elba, baby.
Oh, yes, ma.
I like
yes,
you the Luther.
Ma.
I like you the Luther. Okay? I'd commit a crime if he was coming to my house. Maybe he'll be doing my poor strip dreams later.
Oh, one can only hope.
Oh, I can't
you
wait.
You gotta think
I'll
about it a lot.
Idris. I'll see you in bed tonight. Okay, so back to this mask. I'm not
yes.
kidding. It's a, so explain the three-step
okay,
no
I'm trying
strip.
To remember here.
I'm very intrigued by
it's
this.
Almost like the first step is like prepping it.
Okay.
First step is like prepping your your nose for
you
lipstick.
You can't stop thinking about Idris Elba now.
The second step is actually removal.
Okay.
And then the third step, I think, is about closing those pores up again.
That's smart. That's
yeah.
smart.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get those zits. I do nose strips a lot. I do the like the Up and Up, the Target brand.
Okay.
They work great.
Oh,
they
I
work,
know that.
They work better than like if you did get the name brand ones at
okay.
Target or whatever. But they work great for me. But I always exfoliate first.
Makes
Maybe
sense.
I'll do a warm washcloth. Then I'll do a strip, and then I do a moisture over that, a moisture.
A moisture.
Just because you got to get that moisture back in there.
That makes so much
yeah.
sense.
But I'm buying this. This is really exciting
just
to me.
Just because it's cute, and it smells like strawberries.
I mean, I have to put a photo
I mean,
of
like
this
candy.
On attribute.com.
Like,
it's so cute. It is literally a little cartoon happy strawberry wearing a nose strip. Look, look, Rebecca, look. And there's a little baby strawberry with him. I don't think we said the name of this lip mask. It's Skin Food Pomegranate Collagen Lip Mask. And how often would you say you do a lip mask?
Very rarely.
Yeah, just when you got time.
Although I will say lately, my lips have been more sensitive than they've ever been. I don't understand.
It's the environment.
Okay.
It's the allergies. We've had weird weather in LA.
Okay.
The fires, you know, everything just dries the air out.
All right.
I think
yeah.
that's it, too.
Okay.
Because I got my friend Haley, she was like, the coconut oil isn't working on my lips. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, our lips are evolving. They're becoming sentient. The lips are taking over. I don't know.
The lips will rule us all?
Yes, maybe. We'll see.
All right.
I mean, listen, people are getting them ballooned out with fillers. I mean, the lips are getting the mind of their own. You had in the photo you posted, you had under eye patches on. Do you remember what those were?
Those were actually Biore.
Oh, nice. The Korean Biore, though.
Yes. Yes, that's right. My niece got them for me, and I was like, I'll do this, too.
Yeah, always trust the kids. They
yeah.
know what's cool.
She's 22.
Okay, so
she knows
well,
things.
Well, she's still young, yeah.
Yeah.
I...
Oh, although, that said, let me take that back.
Okay, take it back.
Because
fuck the kids.
I had to get her on this program.
Nice!
Because, to my horror,
yeah, oh,
she
no.
was telling me that she was washing her face with, like, soap.
Yeah, ooh.
Or Cetaphil.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who love Cetaphil.
But she... doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, and then she's having that, like, oh, my skin's dry. Well,
yeah.
Because of what you were using.
Yeah, yeah.
So, knowing her, I got her into this, and now she knows more.
I'm telling you, you've done her such a favor and a service. She's 22 doing this.
Yeah.
She will look 22 until she, forever.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, then she was telling me, oh, it takes a long time because I feel like I have to do it in the shower. I'm like, well, that's on you. If you're doing your nightly routine and
yeah.
you're going, like, so active.
Well, she's 22.
So full body. You're
you
going in the
mean?
Shower.
Yeah.
That's on you. That's not what I did.
Yeah. That's so funny. I read an article recently. Chuchi, please stop.
I love to kisses.
I know. She's so sweet. Hey, Chuchi. Hey, Chuchi. Hey, be a professional. Please be a professional.
Chuchi's on my lap and I'm in heaven.
Yes. She's a good girl. I read an article recently that said, if you're washing your face in the shower, you're doing yourself a disservice. Like, they were like, you should not do that. And I was like, what? I've been washing my damn face in the shower my whole life.
Why
what?
Is that a disservice?
Apparently.
In the morning, if I'd get it done there.
Yeah.
All wet.
They're saying you're supposed to wash your hair, shave your pits, whatever, wash your pussy out, all your shit you do in the shower. And then you get out of the shower and then wash your damn face in the sink. I'm like, am I a fucking sociopath? Why would I do that?
No.
There's all these things. It's like when you stand under the water, all the dirt from your hair washes down and you're really just redepositing dirt and like your skin is open in the shower. I don't know. Have you ever heard this? Yes.
Okay, but
you do that? Yes. In the shower, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. My producer Rebecca says she does it. Okay. What about you, Matt? You wash in the shower? Yes, we're all Americans,
look,
baby.
If I'm putting conditioner in my hair, I'm letting it chill.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
Let me wash my face.
Yeah, I wash my face, wash out my pussy.
Again, back to the pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy has hair too. We all know that.
Yeah. You gotta wash shampoo your pussy, condition your pussy.
Natch Beauty.
Yes.
Exclusive pussy's got hair
all
too.
All the way down the body. Gotta wash it out.
Don't forget about your crack.
Oh yeah. Well, the taint. We gotta do the whole thing. Come on, you wanna be clean.
Entire region.
Yes, we wanna be clean. We're married women, you know?
Yes.
I feel like when you're married, you gotta always be at the top of the game because you don't know when the romance is gonna hit.
That's right.
I don't know.
You're not regulating dates like you did
before.
That's
what I'm saying. If you're single, it's like, okay, I got a date tonight. I might get laid.
Yes.
I gotta make sure everything's right. But when you're married, it could happen at any moment.
Yeah.
You gotta keep things, you know, exciting. Anyway, that's enough about my taint for the day. Let's move on.
We can circle back if you want.
I could do it. Yeah, we could. We might. Yeah.
We might.
Why limit ourselves?
I mean, who can tell the future?
Yes. You know, that's what's so good about podcasts. You just never know what's going to come
up. Know.
Let's talk about the next step here.
Yes. These are my moisturizers.
Yes.
The next three are my moisturizers.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, it's good. I only have a couple right now, and I'm almost, like, bored. Because I'm just like, I only have one jar of moisturizer. Get your act together. I need options, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I tend to try to double moisturize. Because it's like, for day and night, I'm using this Misha Cell Renew Snail Cream.
Yep.
Super Aqua.
We've talked about the snails before.
Yeah. So this is, I'm always using that day and night. Right?
And you love it.
I love it.
I'm
so light.
You,
feels great.
People love the snail. They love the snail.
They love the snail.
I'm telling you.
And if it's daytime, then I'm going to go into this Late Clem Concentré.
Look at you with the
Embrolisse.
Mm-hmm.
Light. It's great for applying makeup.
Oh.
People have seen this.
Kat Bardot puts this on clients.
Yes.
You've worked with her probably before.
Yes, I have.
She was on Attribute.
Yeah, and that's actually how I got into it, was a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can buy this on Amazon, I must say.
Yes, you can. I think I did for this.
So do I need that?
Yeah, you do.
For daytime or night?
Daytime.
I need to get that.
Because then the night, because the tenets of this 10-step Korean is that you're also going to double moisturize.
Yes. Double cleanse, double moisture.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would be my daytime routine. At night, then I would do the snail cream into this, what you were talking about before.
The crazy bottle.
The crazy bottle. The Sum 37 Water Full, which is a timeless moisturizing cream. So that's for Betty by time.
I kind of want to buy that just because the bottle is so neat.
The bottle. And if you can look close at me taking the photo, you also see how I
little cat ears or something?
I think it's cat or maybe it's a rabbit.
What is that?
Well, that's a band I got for free from Soko Glam, where just when I wash my face, it pulls everything back.
I mean, I got a Tossie that's like basically a big scrunchie.
Ooh.
You put it on your head and it cradles all your hair. Allison Becker was on and told us about it. And I can't get enough of the damn thing. I wear it all day long. I wear it when I do masks. I do it in the shower. If I'm not washing my hair, I'm just washing my pussy out and my taint. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Her producer is loving this.
I honestly don't think I've even brought up my pussy on Attribute ever.
What?
I think this might be the first time.
Well, there's something about me.
Rebecca's scanning her brain. What?
Oh,
she's trying to say something.
There was other times.
She's
remembered every time.
Oh, I have brought it up a few times. I remember I talked about like how highlighters have talc in them and talc can be bad for your body. And I was like something about like, I'm not highlighting my damn pussy. I'm highlighting my face, you know?
Yeah.
So I do bring it up, but not quite this extensive.
Right, right. Like, because baby powder and stuff is so bad.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I didn't know.
We're all shaking it on our baby's taints.
Yeah, and later, as a grown-up, I was like, in a hot summer day, I'm thinking like, I'm a baby, and I'm like, putting
under
it
the
in
breasts.
Under the boobies, all that stuff. Don't do it.
Don't do it, baby.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I must say you have a beautiful bathroom.
Thank you.
I see these lovely countertops.
Thank you.
Oh, look at you. You got your little Q-tips and glass.
You can see that, yes.
Very cute.
That was a recent thing that I did.
I have them in mine as well.
Yeah,
I
just
from
recent.
Plus World Market, and they're nice. Very shaped.
I'll believe it.
Okay, so what's this? Oh, your eye cream.
Yeah, I was like, I'm missing my eye cream.
Yeah.
This is my eye cream.
And when do you put the eye cream on?
Sorry, the eye cream would be after, let's see, that's like step...
Step 7, 8.
Yeah. Oh, it's after. So serum. I think it goes serum, eye cream. Nope. Serum.
I don't see a number on this bottle.
I know. I forgot.
You're not thorough.
I think it's okay if it's after the serum or after the first moisturizer.
Yeah. I mean, recently, again, I delve into things, you know,
yeah.
don't wash your face in the shower. And they say put your eye cream on immediately after like your essence or your toner because all the moistures can barricade the cream from going under your eye. And I was just like, well, shit. So I've been starting to do that.
Okay. So after the, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Look,
throw
can,
it in.
I
let's
can,
see.
I can easily be swayed.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't
I'd
know
be
anything.
Interested. I'd be interested to seeing if there's a difference.
Yeah.
And then what's this next photo here?
Okay, this next photo is just like other things I do after a
yep.
shower.
Okay, yeah.
And guys, I'm not showering every day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
You
if
don't?
I don't shower every day.
I don't either.
And I don't wash my even if I were, I'm not gonna try. I don't wash my hair.
Yeah.
I try to space it. It's tough though because my hair wants to be washed.
Yeah.
It gets oily.
It's like, me the water. Gimme.
Now, if I'm working out, of course I'm gonna do a rinse first. I'm gonna scrub a dub.
Yeah.
I'm not an animal.
Yeah. I mean, now that I'm working out, I feel like I've had to wash my hair more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like feel it getting wet in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, ew.
I know.
But I try. I go on marathons. I'm like,
I mean,
how many days can I go without washing?
I have, as we move on, I have some ideas.
Do you remember what it's like being in your 20s? I sometimes look back at that period of my life and laugh just as much as I cringe. If you do the same, then you've got to watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? Queenie is a 20-something-year-old living in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. All episodes of Queenie premiere June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
For you.
Yeah, excellent.
So for this first photo, it's sort of like an after shower thing. I have this Clarins Gel Bust Super Lift.
Oh.
I have huge tots, as you know, as we all know. That's like for neck and boobs.
Yeah.
And it's just to give a little lift.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's working.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
I'm telling you, we're big on creaming up that décolletage on the show. I tell women all the time because we forget. We neglect.
I have forgotten.
And then that'll start to clock your age, that neck. That'll get a little, you know, gobbledy.
Well, right now, I have this. I've always had the Drew Barrymore lines on my tree trunk.
I've never heard that and I love it. Wait, so she has them on hers?
Notice.
Oh,
now
shit.
You will
I'm
notice.
Ruined. I'm ruined.
Now
it's like Tom Cruise's teeth are off-centered.
Oh.
My husband pointed out to me, and I just can't not
see it.
Yeah, everybody googled Tom Cruise's teeth. His teeth, his two front teeth are a little off to the side.
Yeah.
I think it's charming.
Yes.
Yes.
The faces... Yeah, faces are often not symmetrical.
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody's is.
Mine
unless,
is certainly not.
Unless somebody knows jobs and shit.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Man-made, yes, but,
yeah.
You know, what the good Lord gave us usually is not.
I got a crossbite.
There it
issues.
Is. Look at that. Look at those chompers. Good. You're welcome, world. You'll never look at Tom Cruise again without staring at his teeth. Look at that.
I see it.
Look at that.
It.
Oh, now Google Drew Barrymore net. And let's take a look at these lines.
And no...
I'm not shaming her at all.
Me either, because again, what I'm saying is what
I'm
I have.
I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her. I want her to come on Attribute. She's my ultimate goal. God, she's fucking radiant.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's perfect. And she's also like such a 90s queen. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, we've grown up with her.
She's so many...
The evolution of Drew. Yes. I'm starting a side pod called that. If you want to be the co-host.
Okay, sure.
Yes, let's do it.
I mean,
okay.
Are we seeing,
come
are
on,
we...
man. Pull up a photo of her damn décolletage. We don't have a damn day. Cameron Esposito's coming in this
Let's
damn
right.
booth. I will say, she looks fantastic on Santa Clarita Diet.
I haven't seen that yet.
She looks so good on it. Money's the best lotion. I always say it.
That's why very, very rich people tend to look really good.
Right, right.
But you know, we're all getting that neckline from looking at our phones.
Oh, God.
Everyone's getting that line right there.
That's and isn't there some issue to, like, even goes down here because you're doing...
Oh, yeah. You're squishing in.
Squishing in.
I'm telling you. So get some breast lift cream
is what
we're saying.
So, and that's a little, you know, I mean, I think it's higher price. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to show how I'm real. And
hell
on my
yeah.
body, I use that Palmer's coconut oil formula.
Yep.
You get that anywhere?
Yep.
Drugstore?
Keeping it real with that?
Yeah.
And so then, you lotion the whole bod up?
I do.
Yep.
I do. And then for my feet, I have that L'Occitane, or however you say it,
yep.
foot cream.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that has shea butter, so you're all about those butters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, butter up, baby. I'm into it.
So how often, I never thought about it that way, but I am all about those butters.
Yeah, Kulov's all about those butters. Everybody remember that, okay? All about the butters, baby.
It's all about the butters baby.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. That was great. I feel really excited about all of those things. Okay, here's another photo you have.
Okay, some random stuff.
Yeah.
But, okay, so one is the La Roche-Posay dual action acne treatment.
Okay.
That's my spot treatment.
I can't believe you still struggle with your skin because I'm telling you, those Instagrams.
Look.
You look like a little radiant doll.
When it comes up, I'm attack.
Yeah.
You gotta attack it.
You gotta have a plan.
And the other three things are having to do with hair. I'm sure people have talked about this. My brush that I basically use, the Tangle Teaser.
No one has talked about
this
yet. Can you believe it?
It's just this, like, it looks like it could be a kid's toy, really.
Yeah, it looks like the brushes my mom used to use on the horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is. And that's pretty much all I use, unless for some reason I want to blow dry my hair. But, like, because I tend to do, it's good for after the shower, you know, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to fully brush it. So that's great. So that's kind of what I use. I got it from Sephora.
Nice.
And the other two products are what I use, like, to prolong having to wash my hair.
I'm excited to hear about this apple cider vinegar hair rinse because I've been seeing it popping up everywhere. And I'm like, ooh, apple cider vinegar is very trendy right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of the coconut
body,
oil of 2017.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I need this.
I've been using it now for 2 years. I got it in Sephora.
Yep.
And I think it works now. It's apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
So that is the smell that you're putting in. But I mean,
smell like a salad.
Yeah. I mean, that's a smell. And you leave, so you put it on. It's a squeeze bottle.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. You're in the shower. You rinse your hair. You squeeze out the dryness of it. And then you put squeeze trails on your head.
Yep.
Rub
squeeze
it on your
trails.
Squeeze trails.
Yeah.
And then you rub it on your scalp, let it chill for three minutes.
Okay. I can do that in the shower. That's plenty of time to wash your pussy out.
Yes. You can.
I
don't think I advise you to squirt it there. But.
No, do not squirt it there. Do not mess with that pH. I'm remembering now the episode with Nicole Byer. I talked about my pussy and rinsing out my pussy, but I did edit out a few of them because I thought I ended the joke a little too many times. But I'm keeping these in, okay?
Let's
get wild today.
I feel like you're on the mark.
Yes, right.
I think the tone is right.
Right, and and you know your way around comedy, so if you're on board, I'm on board.
I'm on board.
But do you think maybe that was it? I think rule three, like, done. Maybe not bring it up again?
Are you positive it has been three? Because if it's past three, then you have to go five.
I think we're at three, I'm pretty sure. But we'll see, okay? Why limit myself? Now, this next thing.
I do think that this is something I would try.
Oh, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
100% I'm getting it.
And it also helps with, like, maintaining hair color.
Yes, which I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying real hard to just wash my hair less and less, and I'm all about figuring out how to do it.
Yeah. The next thing is, so I tend to, there will be times where it's like, oh, my head needs to shed.
Yep.
And.
A head shed. Yep.
I have a head shed, and it's just like flaky, you know, Breakfast Club scenario.
Oh, that's me too.
The snow.
I related to that scene too much. I was like, oh, hello, me. That's me.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So this I love. It's a charcoal. It's the Brio Geo Scalp Revival Charcoal Tea Tree Scalp Treatment. Feels amazing before you go to bed.
Yep.
You know,
I love Brio Geo. I have their dry shampoo.
Ooh, are they great?
I have their don't despair repair leave-in oil mask that you do at night.
Okay.
I love all their shit.
Great.
I emailed them and I didn't even ask for free shit. I was just like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm Nash View, the number one beauty podcast on iTunes. I talk about your product a lot. And they wrote back, oh, cool, thanks. I'm not mad at them, but maybe now that Velai sucks on this damn show, y'all will send me a call on some shit.
My niece Dana,
yeah,
my young niece Dana, my niece assistant Dana, yep. 22, she's really good at the social media and asking for things.
Yeah.
So what I would hear her say to me is that maybe you just ask for samples.
Okay, yeah.
Like, be direct and ask for samples. And depending, and those samples, as you get bigger, will become larger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samples equal full size, baby.
Yes, that's
a great tip.
Yeah,
I see her on your Instagram, your niece. Yeah.
So she got me so much ghee.
Oh,
talk about that butters. Talk about, I'm all about those butters.
Oh, yeah, baby.
She got me a sample of ghee, and that was a lot of ghee, and I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, talk about a ghee haul.
I got a ghee haul.
I got a ghee haul, yee haul. That's another
I'm moving across
start.
The country on my ghee haul.
so good. All right, then, so holla back, Brio Gio.
Yeah, Brio Gio. And then, I mean, I'm sure people have talked about this Oribe dry.
Nobody has. I got that in my Birchbox once. When I used to do Birch Boxes.
Oh, yeah, I did Birch Box. Oribe Dry Texturizing Spray. I use it as a dry shampoo or just to give texture, and it smells amazing.
This line is very popular.
Yes.
Oribe.
And I heard about it through a bunch of being on set, hair ladies, and they swear by it.
Yeah. So very Hollywood product.
It's a very Hollywood product.
I love that. Very exciting.
Yes.
I think that concludes...
The 10 steps?
The steps. And we did hair, we did feet, we did taint. Last one.
Maybe.
And that thoroughly answered the question. So, Grace, welcome.
I just realized we only went through one question.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good.
I'm sorry.
No, but that probably answered like 100 people's questions.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So let's move on.
I got really excited about like doing this and like documenting this.
We were on the road. There was no pulling over. You know what I mean?
Okay,
the gas tank was full.
Okay.
We were rolling. So let's see what else we got here. Hi, Cool Up. You always look so beautiful and have great style. How do you self-care? Also, what is your secret for keeping that summer glow all year long? To that, I say, Cool Up sent me some makeup photos. Let's go through Cool Up's photos.
Sent makeup photos while she was in the back door.
Yep.
Like, hey, I'm here. Also, here are three photos.
Listen, I love a good photo, okay? We like to be thorough on attribute. And just people love products. They love...
I do, too.
They want me to list... They would listen if I just listed products. I could probably just go on Sephora.com and read.
And did you... It's like, what is that, ASMR?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, my voice is a nightmare, but some people
love it.
You know what I mean?
I love your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. You do have a great pod voice, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I sent you photos of just like... Oftentimes, guys, I do go without makeup.
Yeah. You're an attribute.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, but when I do, if I need to up it a little bit.
Yep.
Then I go, I sent you kind of my like attribute.
Yes.
Stuff.
You got some great stuff here. You got the Blink tubing mascara.
Yes.
And you swear by that.
I need it because I have so little of my like, sparse eyelashes,
mm-hmm.
and they're sparse, and then when I laugh, my cheeks go into my eyes, and then whatever's on my eyes trails down.
Yep.
So it's like, I got these tubes.
So whatever mascara you put on will end up like as a foundation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear
whatever,
you.
Whatever. Yep. Whatever's on them eyes.
Yeah, whatever is on. Is that a beauty blender or a faux beauty blender here?
That's a real blue beauty blender.
You don't fuck around. Same with me. I feel the same way. People swear. I mean, you should see the chains on the Nashville Facebook group. Like, I don't care. Fuck beauty blenders. I use blank. Like, I use the Ulta one or whatever. I've used every one. I'm sorry. There's nothing like that spongy texture. I can't get enough.
Well, see, now that I know I won't ever try anything else.
Thank you. Thank you, Cool Ops.
Yeah.
She's listening.
And you're endorsing it.
Okay, I think, are these Hourglass products?
Yes.
These two? Man, I know a damn makeup from the back of the makeup. I don't even need to see the logo
I know. You're great. I did both sides, so we knew the colors.
Yep.
So you knew what colors we are. Yeah.
So these are the lighting palette.
Yes.
And then we have radiant bronze light. So there's the answer to the question.
Yeah, I use those two things.
So she uses the Hourglass Ambient Radiant Bronze Light for her mm-hmm. summer glow.
Exactly.
You coined the term have a summer.
No,
right?
That's Howard Kramer. Okay, he would literally murder me.
Yes, he would sue us. Because I feel like since I've known you, because we've known each other a long time. I was thinking about it the other day.
Yeah.
Like back when you were on Midnight Show, remember? Like literally a decade ago is when we met.
So crazy.
So I've been hearing have a summer forever.
Yeah. Yes.
From you. Well, from Howard Kramer.
Well, I've helped. I'm really good at propagating his
ideas. Yes, it's smart. I mean, you're a good team.
Thanks.
And then we have NARS Orgasm Blush.
Yeah.
And then is this, let me see this foundation. Oh, it says Jouer.
You know Jouer?
I do, but I've never bought any Jouer.
I think it's great stuff. And I use this, I like my freckles.
I love your freckles.
I don't want them to be, and the thing is, if you try to cover them, it looks so muddy.
Yeah.
And then it's just like caked on
He's
makeup.
Like, excuse me, there's something on your face.
Yeah,
Did you eat some cookies before you came over, little honey?
Yeah.
Some crummy.
Yeah, were you dipped in almond butter?
Yeah. I was going to ask you about your freckles. We're probably not even going to get to it, but I do have some questions because I feel like, you know, as women, and especially when we're young women, anything that makes us different from other people, sometimes we're like, I hate that. You know, I used to hate being thin. I used to hate being tall. I used to hate having a deep voice.
Yeah.
I still do hate all those things. But I'm learning to get better. I'm just kidding. So I was wondering, like, what your relationship was with your freckles.
I've never had a problem with freckles, but in Asian culture, it is, you know, number one, it is sun damage.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
But you've had them how long? When did they pop up? Yeah.
Because I was in the sun a lot.
Yeah.
But, like,
Angel kisses.
But, I've had family members and people of a certain type of culture who are just like, oh, you should get, you should whiten and you should, you know, get photo facials and all that stuff. And I like them. And now
I like them
they're all the rage.
People are putting fake ones on.
It's weird looking.
I saw this video. Basically, a girl made a paste. I think it was like an eyeshadow, and she mixed it with water or like a setting spray, dipped an old toothbrush in it, and then flung her finger across the toothpaste, and it like splattered the freckles on her face. And she's like, look, I look natural! Look at my freckles! I'm Alia Shawquat! I know it's not how you say her name. How do you say it?
I like it because you conflated kumquat and shock.
Yes, that was it. Listen, cool up. I don't think anybody should be shamed when they see something that they read and say it out loud and it's incorrect.
Oh, I do that. I'm strong and wrong about that all the time.
Do you get DMs like me?
Of course.
I get DMs that are like, excuse me, it's this. I'm like, thanks, Dad. Thanks for triggering all my insecurities of public speaking. How do you say her name?
I think it's Alia Shawquat.
Shawquat. I like the way I said it better.
I could be wrong.
I love her freckles so much.
She's gorgeous.
But how does she do foundation with them? She's got to come on. Listen, Alia, if you're listening, come tell us.
Light coverage, because she's got beautiful skin too.
Yes, she does. Oh, God, I love her look so much.
Yeah, her hair is amazing.
I love her hair.
And even if I do, like, real, like professional makeup, I'm always like, please, like, light coverage.
Yeah, keep those freckies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about that, too. I have some, but I want to be like Al McLeod. I just want to be covered in them.
I would love his singing voice.
Yep.
I'd love to have that.
Yep, he's an angel. He's an angel among us. Maybe I'll have him come on here.
I
can get him. I can text him. I don't know Holly's number. Okay, that's a great question. Okay. Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like we've answered most of these now. So, okay, here's one. I love Koo. I wonder if there are sponsors or if Chartist/Chunnies have sent her any beauty or skincare goods that were new to her that she's since fallen in love with. That is Veronica from Seattle. Interesting question.
Interesting. No, I haven't.
You've
had
been rocking any bauble bar necklaces?
Oh,
I'm trying to think of some of the sponsors.
I just got a load. Uh-huh. That's not right. Is that right?
I don't know.
Is that the right? How do you put it? Want to get a load of something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
A load, a haul.
A haul. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Load didn't feel right.
Yeah, yeah. We got a big old fat load.
Yeah. Bubble Bar dropped a load on my chest.
Yeah. Hey, they would be into that, I bet. I bet they would be into
that. Check out Bubble Bar.
Yes, honey.
Code NatchBeer.
Yes. Hey, get Rebecca, write that down. Get Bubble Bar on the damn line.
Yes, I recently got a haul from them.
Yeah. A bubble bar haul.
Bubble bar haul
sounds like a song.
Bubble bar.
Like, you know, bubble butt?
Bubble bar. Bubble bar.
How has nobody done that yet?
You could be the one.
Oh, shit.
Do they sponsor you?
No, but they will now. Rebecca's on it.
Honestly.
I manifest sponsors all the time. I got Hubble Contacts. I manifested them.
No, that's a good. You know who else
I have them in my eyeballs right now.
Who does the, because I got like a brow thing from them.
Ooh.
I think I saw a photo of Allison had something for the lip. She had a lip gloss that was by them.
Oh, Glossier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Glossier boy brow.
Well, Glossier hates me because I said I washed my asshole out with their cleanser, and I didn't mean to bring up my asshole again, okay? They hate me, so that's fine.
You got confirmed? You were confirmed
well,
that they hate
not
you?
Not necessarily. They stopped messaging me back, so I just can only assume.
Okay.
They ghosted me. I got ghosted by Glossier, okay? But you know what? I got so many messages, and the Facebook group, you know, they were like, oh my God, I bought everything because Jackie and Nicole Byer were so funny, and they sounded like she really liked the products. Because Nicole did really like the product.
Yeah.
She's an expert.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, we're doing all right with sponsors. I got my Kopari coconut oil, okay?
You're going to get more stuff.
I love it.
This is great.
Commerce.
Well, the other thing, too, I hope, not that we have to get into the business of it all, but you do have an Amazon link, right?
Oh, yeah, honey.
Great. Good.
I got Amazon. If you go on NatchBeer.com, every episode, I put up an episode guide. Everything is a hot link.
So smart.
Everything is a hot link, baby. It's a sausage with some mustard on it, okay?
That's right.
You click on Ulta, you click on Sephora, you click on Amazon, you click on Nordstrom, you click on Target.
Not extra cost to you, but it helps the show out.
Exactly. So you heard it from Coolop, okay? It's very minimal. It's like $0.007.
It's so minimal.
But it adds up. My sister runs my website. I pay her. You know, it's like the money goes right back into the business, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we
back
got some
into
links.
The well.
We got some links, baby. Okay, I want to know her skincare routine. Okay, how does she have great skin? Oh, it's great skin. She's got great skin. Great. Can you talk about your spirituality practice and how it's helped you? Love you, and who charted, Maria from Miami. Do you have anything to say about
Maria
that?
Maria from Miami. Sure.
I saw you did some saging on
I'm a witch.
Yeah, I love that. We just had a legit witch in here.
Oh, amazing.
A legit witch. That write that down, too. That's a good name for a podcast.
Are you sure you want to be starting all these podcasts
No,
right
they're
now?
So time-consuming. They're very time-consuming.
Camera Esposito's coming in a second.
That's right. We have 8 minutes. She'll be in here. We can't keep her waiting. Her podcast is great. Query?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I can't wait.
She's pulling guests, too. That girl knows everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She's like the head of the gay mafia.
Yeah, she's the captain. She knows. The commandant.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about that.
About
your witchiness or your spirituality. Let's talk about Cameron, baby. That's a whole other pod. I'm just kidding.
My family, Lao people are Theravada Buddhists, but it wasn't like a big part of growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, we would celebrate some festivals and go to the temple on occasion. I like Buddhism.
Yeah.
My sponsor family was Baptist Christian. I am not Christian, but I do. I'm definitely agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, I'm very Californian. I'm very crunchy Californian. I've worked on so many modalities of just self awareness and trying to, you know, become, you know,
enlightened,
to be a good person, to feel whole, to heal. I had a very tumultuous childhood, so I have an astrologist.
Yes,
I have worked with a shaman. I fuck with crystals.
Have you done ayahuasca?
I've not. That's I want to. Though.
We should go.
Okay,
I want to. I'm just like scared.
I know. I'm about it. I'm okay with throwing up. It's the backside.
Exactly. Same with me. I have IBS. It's very traumatizing to think about.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay, I'll fight a demon, but that demon too? Yes, out my butt? Come on.
Too many demons. Too many demons to make the journey worth it. Yes, I agree.
There's
with that.
Also something to look into is, so that's like a night medicine or a mother medicine. Female, and then there's also a male, sort of the counterbalance, the yang, if you will, is San Pedro. Have you heard of this?
No.
And it's usually, I haven't done it yet,
yeah,
but I might. And it's during the day, whereas like ayahuasca is at night. It's during the day. It's not as long. You have to be with nature. But look up San Pedro as a cactus.
Okay. I love succulents personally.
Yeah.
So
okay,
this sounds
good.
Right up my alley.
Okay, good.
Okay, I like
San Pedro,
that.
Yeah, and they're similar ceremonies, you know, but again, daytime, and it's supposed to be not as intense. It's still intense, but not ayahuasca.
I'm stroking my beard.
Yes, yes.
I'm intrigued.
We can talk about this off.
Yes.
Off pod.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and so I'm about them candles. I'm about, watching what you say and your thoughts and stuff, because that shit's magic.
Hell yeah.
And you can really...
That.
Yeah, I think the universe does want to provide, and I think oftentimes we block all that it wants to give.
Yep. I always say to people, especially to women, trust your first instinct. I always say that. I feel like every time I don't do that, I regret it. It's like, we're intuitive. Women are intuitive.
Agreed.
You have a very strong sense of something, but you're like, oh, that's not right, or I could never do that, or whatever. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
I think so.
All right, let's see.
What?
I want to get you out of here, but we didn't even get to my charts.
Let's do the charts.
Let's do one chart.
Okay, what
okay.
is it?
I'll pick the most fun one. So
okay.
I was going to do like a Chunny Who Charted Natchbute hybrid, where I read you some of the makeup charts, like the top 10 best-selling mascaras, thing
like
that. I
want to know about this stuff.
And the most exciting fun one is the Amazon bestsellers in makeup.
Okay.
So out of all, Amazon is a marketplace. It's a smorgasbord of shit.
It's a continent.
It definitely
is. Yeah.
It's its own country.
Yeah.
If Amazon was a nation, I'd probably move there, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know.
So there's lots of stuff going on. So I'm just going to read the top 10 most purchased items on Amazon in the makeup category. There's some crazy curveballs.
Okay.
The number one most selling item in the makeup category on Amazon is... Clown White Face Paint.
Oh.
It is called Meron Makeup Clown White Face Paint, 2.25 ounces, and it is $10.49. So out of all the things on Amazon, white clown paint.
Okay, because that means, so men and women are using it for...
I would imagine the goths.
Okay.
Actual
clowns.
Actual clowns, which I guess there's a...
Theater majors.
Theater folk.
Yeah. High school productions. Mimes.
There's a big mime, subculture that is growing every day.
Huh.
But isn't that interesting?
That is surprising.
I feel like drag.
Okay.
Maybe they,
really?
You can contour and chisel with the white.
Okay.
You can also mix things to make things whiter. I don't know.
I see.
I found that... very interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yes. The next on the list is a 6-pack of Neutrogena makeup removing cleansing wipes.
I see that.
People love makeup wipes. I will say Neutrogena tests on animals. And makeup wipes are not biodegradable.
Okay. Yeah, so face wipes and also like ass wipes, same thing, right?
Yeah,
it's like they just become, they coagulate.
Yes,
and
sit in the landfills.
Yeah.
And do not flush your ass wipes as well. I put them in the garbage.
Okay.
Because, our plumbing is very delicate.
That's right.
We got to be more... self-aware.
Yeah, and also just on a beauty situation, oftentimes with makeup removers, you're just pushing things around.
Yes.
You're not actually fully, you're removing some.
Yes.
And then just spreading it all over your face.
Yes, it is very true. I've been told that by many estheticians.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is organic castor oil.
What is that for?
Castor oil apparently helps with hair growth.
Bean.
Yes, it's a tree, question mark?
Isn't it
but
bean?
Castor
a
oil...
legume?
Is used for all kinds of things. I've watched a lot of YouTube tutorials about growing out your eyebrows. They say you put castor oil on them, the hair will sprout. People do them on the scalp, all kinds of stuff. So, castor oil. People love it. Number three on the Amazon best-selling makeup items.
Castor oil.
Yeah. Very interesting. Number four is Coty Airspun Loose Face Powder. There are 6 colors, including translucent. $6.99. Very interesting. I've never heard of that brand, but people love a good translucent powder.
C-O-T-Y?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's like Walgreens or like, okay. Yeah, something like that.
People love a good price point.
Okay.
Number five is Organi's Eyelash and Eyebrow Growth Serum. High potency, grows longer, fuller, thicker lashes and brows in 60 days. Enhancing conditioner treatment. There was the whole title. The title was so long that I had to click on the item. And I think that's why it's probably the number one or number five item, because you type in eyebrow serum, growth serum, you know, conditioner.
Everything
comes up.
Smart.
But this thing has 4.5 stars, over 5,000 reviews, and it costs $29.99. And I'm like, well, I'm buying that. Clearly people love it.
It's so weird, the stuff by your eyes. It just makes me think about Embrolis and like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
As soon as I heard it's like, you have blue eyes, it could turn brown. I'm like, that can't be right.
Well, the thing about Latisse is...
Latisse
is an off... Okay, so Latisse is actually a glaucoma medication.
Uh-huh.
And in clinical trials, it made people's eyelashes grow. So big doctors, big medicine baby said, ooh, I have an idea to make money. Let's market this for eyelash serum.
Yeah.
And they did it. It's not FDA approved. If, you know, for that use.
Yeah.
It works. I've used it.
Okay.
But if that makes you feel a little creepy, maybe try this.
Can I ask you a question about eyelashes?
Yeah.
I've held back on getting the, like I mentioned, I have very little and they go straight down.
Yep.
Like little diving boards.
Yeah.
Little weak ass diving boards.
Little lash baby diving boards.
Yeah. So my fear about doing extensions is that I will... I will lose more than I naturally lose.
Yeah.
Is that a fair fear?
I
know the technology has advanced.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
It depends. You got to take care of them.
Okay.
And you have to be the kind of person who can leave them alone. If they're done correctly, you won't feel them at all.
Okay.
You know? But I'm the kind of person when I get like a nice manicure, all I do is like pick at them and tap and want to chew on them.
Okay.
I can't have nice things.
Okay.
If you can have nice things, eyelash extensions are great. And if they're done correctly, because I'm a perfectionist, and if I ever get mine done, I like go in the car and I pull up my lid and I look, and like if there's like two or three little baby hairs stuck in the glue, I'm like, they went too fast.
Okay.
You just got to go somewhere that's really, they do a very good, thorough job.
Okay.
And then you won't film at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
that's what that. I have to say about that. Okay, let's see. Number six, liquid latex.
What?
60 fluid ounces creates monster/zombie skin.
Oh, okay.
So I guess there are a lot of...
They're adding... It's not just like makeup. It's
right.
Just like,
it's whatever's in the category. So this year, you know, these aren't in the costume. These are in the makeup. But isn't that interesting? Of all the shit on Amazon, there's no mascaras in here. There's no blood. It's like liquid latex. How many people out there are making werewolf faces year-round that this shit is on the top, you know, number six? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I've
never bought it.
I've never bought it, ever. I think I did buy the gum, like spirit gum. For like sketches when I do a mustache or something.
Oh, a mustache is so fun.
You gotta get, exactly. Interesting. Okay, number seven is Stila All Day Waterproof Liquid Eyeliner.
Oh, look at that.
Yep, so there is an actual makeup product.
The first, like, high price point.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's $17 for a eyeliner. That's pretty... Mm-hmm. That's pretty up there.
It's up there.
Number eight is the Wonder Brow Eyebrow Gel. People love Wonder Brow. Wonder Brow has a lot of Instagram ads and Facebook ads. But it's like, I would say if you're interested in Wonder Brow, watch YouTube and watch reviews and tutorials. It's very weird. It basically like makes your eyebrows waterproof. You like draw them and then you put a gel over them and it like seals them. My friend Haley got it, and her eyebrows, she said she's mixed, and she has, you know, medium skin tone. She couldn't find one that matched her brows perfectly. Like, she was like, my eyebrows look gray. So, I've never tried Wonder Brow. It's $17.95. Again, very highly rated.
Okay.
And it's number eight, the most things sold.
Okay.
Number nine, Monster Liquid Latex.
Again,
there's two motherfucking liquid latexes in the top 10. Who the fuck is doing werewolf makeup all year round? What is going on? Maybe it's the film industry?
Oh.
But is it that booming? I mean, compared to the entire world uses Amazon. Like, what the hell is going on? Are there villages around with, like, mutant monster makeup all year round or something? I don't know.
Like, schemes to scare developers from, like, building in their villages?
So that sounds fun.
That's a movie.
Yeah. I'm gonna write it down. Okay, let's see. You're the producer in this booth. Okay, let's see. Number 10, last one.
Okay.
Unicorn Chunky Glitter.
Oh.
You know unicorns are very in right now.
Very,
oh,
yes.
I was going to bring up, we were going to do like a pop culture segment. You know Paris Hilton has a unicorn mist out? It's called Paris Hilton Unicorn Mist.
No, I didn't know this.
It is. She is.
Describe
just
to me what exactly it is.
So I have some literature on it. Here
okay.
it is. Okay. Paris Hilton Unicorn Mist. Unicorn Mist, all natural spray that works as a makeup setter, toner, and all around skin refresher. It is made from Arctic rose, Bulgarian rose, French rose, along with aloe leaf juice and grapeseed extract. Not tested on animals. It won't be around forever, just like the animals named after. The product is going into extinction. It is $29 for a 50-milliliter bottle, and there is a limit, 2 per customer, on unicornmist.com.
Okay, so we're talking about, and I have a few of these where
yeah.
it's like a refreshing pick-me-up moisturizer.
Yep.
Or a setting.
Yeah,
sort of
I love
setting.
A mist. I have one in my purse. I'm all about
yeah,
the misting life.
I
almost bought it because I was just like, it's kind of funny, but I was like, I don't want to give her my ironic money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm too old to be giving people money ironically at this
but
point in my life.
There's no sheen to it, right? There's no glitter.
I don't
or
think so.
Like
no.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
just, I think she's basically just capitalizing on the fact that there is literally unicorn everything.
Yeah.
Unicorn pasta, unicorn dildos.
She must
you know.
Be so pissed at the Kardashian empire.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, listen, I don't think Paris is missing any meals.
Great point.
She's doing all right for herself. You know what I mean?
Great point.
I would say relevance-wise, definitely
relevance-wise,
not.
Yeah.
But she's not hurting.
Yeah.
She's doing okay.
But I would just think pure ego of like not having like, you know, I know she had perfumes for a beat.
Oh, honey.
But in terms about.
You want to know about perfume. She has put out like 75 perfumes in
no
the
way.
Past decade. And I mean, that's a lot more than really. But yes, she's put out at least 25 of them. She puts
yeah.
them out every 6 months still.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is huge overseas still. They
right.
fly her to
DJ,
Kong,
right?
Yeah. Hong Kong. She DJs phone parties. I mean,
so
she's
crazy.
Like killing it over there.
Yeah. In Ibiza.
Yes, exactly. She did a residency.
In Ibiza.
Exactly. So listen, shout out to Paris. I didn't
Go
buy
ahead
it.
Now.
If anybody did buy it, please email me. I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Because I do love a mist.
Is it sold out?
Not that I know of. As of today, by the time this pod airs, most maybe? Question mark? All right, we got to get you out of here. Camera's
okay.
probably waiting for us. So listen. So why don't you plug, let's see, your documentary.
Oh, yes.
Your Instas, your
yes.
pods, all that stuff.
Okay. I will, you can see seasons 1 through 3 of Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase that on Amazon, iTunes, and Fandango now.
Very cool. You can buy it on Amazon. You can get your latex,
there
your liquid
you
latex, and then watch Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Yeah, hey, link it up to Jackie. Why don't you put a link up for
Irma? Oh, you better believe it. It'll be on Ashby.com.
Put a link up for
I'm
me.
I'm thorough as hell, baby. It'll be up.
Thank you.
Yep.
Origin Story is a documentary that I'm completing now. I'm finishing it, color correcting. So hopefully we're submitting to festivals, and hopefully everyone will be able to see it
yep.
soon.
And just give a little like log line.
Sure. Yeah. Origin Story is about me uncovering the mysteries of my past and going to meet the birth father that I had never known in Laos. And it's a story, through meeting him, I learn a lot about myself, my history, and my culture.
So cool.
Yeah, it's been one of the most exciting and a project that I'm very proud of. So can't wait for people to see that.
Yeah, and sort of the other side of Coup.
Yes.
You know, not the
yes.
comedy, the like real you.
Yeah, the raw me.
Yeah, I sound so excited.
Who Charted comes out every Wednesday. It's on the Earwolf Network at Who Charted on Twitter. I'm at Kulap, KULAP on Twitter, and at IAM Kulap on Instagram.
Yep, and her Insta's really great. There's lots of cute dogs. There's some great selfies. There's some
yes.
fun makeup. You posted a photo with some glitter lip. I didn't get into that. What was the glitter lip? Do you know? Was it Lime Crime?
It wasn't. It was, Earwolf was doing like these like company photos, and we had normal like pictures, and they're like, can we put glitter on your lips? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And next thing you know, I think it was just Makeup Forever pots, and she
mm-hmm.
just used like five
Mixed
different ones.
Up.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Lime Crime is really cool, right? I see people, their Insta's very amazing
they,
to watch.
They're,
Speaking
yeah.
of mermaids,
oh,
all
yeah.
mermaid hair,
they're very
everything.
Into mermaid, very into mermaid and unicorn.
Yeah.
Lime Crime just, I saw today, they're on sale at Ulta now.
Look at that.
Very exciting, because they're kind of hard to find. They were in Sephora, but they got kicked out. Lime Crime's an interesting brand.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a little rebellious. They got a little rep, you know.
Interesting.
So I'd say...
Well, there's crime in the...
Yeah, exactly. They're pretty transparent about it. So yeah, very exciting. Well, thank you, Kulop, for being here.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, this was so fun. You'll have to come back at some other point. I'll have to show all the other charts. I'll have to get through the rest of the damn charts. So that concludes this episode of Nash Butte. I'll see everybody next time. Or I guess you'll hear me next time. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Speaking of creaming that
fringe fresh.
Keeping that fringe fresh.